At KVGC News Time is now 7 minutes after the hour. Well, topping the news for this Tuesday, the 19th day of February, two cross-country skiers were located yesterday near Lumberyard Ranger Station on Highway 88. The skiers were first reported missing late Saturday night after failing to notify friends. Amador County Sheriff's Search and Rescue were called out about 1 o'clock Sunday morning and searched throughout the night and day with no luck. Then about 8 o'clock yesterday morning, after being lost in the high country for almost 2 days, a CHP helicopter located the missing skiers. Once the pair were evaluated by medical personnel on site, both were flown to a Valley Trauma Center suffering from hyperthermia. Amador County Sheriff's Search and Rescue were assisted by El Dorado County Search and Rescue, Marin, Placer, Monterey, and Tahoe Nordic Search and Rescue. The California Highway Patrol, American Legion Ambulance, CalSTAR, and CareFlight helicopters, along with Caltrans, also assisted in the rescue efforts.
Well, the Calaveras Board of Supervisors are holding a study session presented by the Planning Department on lifting the ban on commercial cannabis cultivation and adopting a regulatory program at today's board meeting. It will not be an action item to pass an ordinance, but merely to receive info about how such a measure could be implemented. The board and county staff will discuss what it is they're trying to achieve and give some ideas of what should be considered. According to the agenda items, staff will provide an overview of the urgency ordinance that expired with adoption of the ban, specifically what worked and didn't with implementing the urgency ordinance. Staff will also recommend how to move forward if the board decides to proceed with a regulatory program. The topic was prioritized for a study session by the board in January.
And the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection have made residential burn permits available online for residents living within the state responsibility area of Amador and El Dorado counties. Now visit burnpermit.fire.ca.gov, watch the mandatory video, fill in the required fields, submit the form, and a burn permit will be created and you just print it out. Now permits are valid for the calendar year. Contact your local fire department or CAL FIRE to determine what permit requirements or burn restrictions may apply to your area. And remember to always check to see if it's a burn day. In Amador County, 223-6246. For burn day information.
Well, 42 local Amador County children will have a healthy smile thanks to the recent Smile for Kids program. Sponsored by Jackson Creek Dental, the day was all about helping children who don't have dental insurance and qualified for the program. These kids were able to receive dental exams, x-rays, teeth cleanings, sealants, fluoride treatments, and emergency dental work at no charge. Now, the dentists at Jackson Creek Dental Group, their staff, and members of the community volunteered their time to treat 42 children. Pro bono services provided totaling over $15,000. 11 of the children will be seen here locally for follow-up treatments as part of the Smile for Kids program. 6 will be seen by specialists in Sacramento as part of the Sacramento District Dental Society Adopt-A-Child Orthodontic and Specialty Referral Care program. The Smile for Kids program, a project of the Sacramento District Dental Society and Foundation, run in support of the American Dental Association's Give Kids a Smile campaign. Participants are member doctors, staffs, vendors, and community volunteers. Jackson Creek Dental Group has been participating in the event every year for well over 30 years.
And this year, Main Street Theater Works celebrates 25 years of producing theater in Amador County and 16 years of performing at the Kennedy Mine Amphitheater. Main Street Theater Works kicks off the 2019 summer season with the comedy Leading Ladies, June 22nd through July 21st. Tickets are now on sale at Hein & Company in Jackson or online at mainstreettheaterworks.org. For more information, you can visit mainstreettheaterworks.org.
And Harrah's Northern California, the all-new entertainment destination set to open this spring, is now hiring for more than 400 full-time positions, including table game dealers, slot attendants, security, environmental service technicians, facilities, maintenance, event staff, cooks, servers, bartenders, valet attendants, and more. To join the team, stop by the next hiring event. The event will be held Friday, February 22nd, this Friday, 8 to noon, and this Saturday from 10 to 2 at the Harrah's Recruitment Center in Lodi. Now, to apply in person and receive on-the-spot interviews, visit norcalfun.com. For more information or to apply online.
And that's a look at local news on this Gold Country Tuesday morning. A Monday for many of you, but Tuesday for those of us who were working yesterday. From the KVGC News Center,
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website, kvgcradio.com.